Game objects. House. 17th century plantation houses in Maryland were one- or two-room structures made out of wood. They usually included a sleeping loft overhead. There was only one hearth in the hall where they cooked, ate, sat, and slept. The other room was the kitchen, where they prepared food. A chimney usually stood between the two rooms. The boards that enclosed the houses shrank as they dried. The colonists were constantly plugging the gaps with clay to keep out the wind and cold. Their roofs often leaked, and the amount of tar needed to seal the houses created a major fire hazard. As a result, the houses rotted and decayed after just 15 or 20 years. Only one house from 17th century Maryland still stands today. Even wealthy people lived in houses like this. They might have had windows with glass instead of wooden shutters, brick chimneys instead of chimneys made with wattle and daub or mud and sticks, and wooden floors instead of well-packed dirt. A successful farmer might add a room, but was just as likely to build a second house for more space. Tobacco house. Tobacco needed to hang in a tobacco house for 5 or 6 weeks before it was ready to pack and ship to England. These tobacco houses were usually made of wood. There were beams across the width of the house where bundles of tobacco were hung to cure. The weather outside had a big impact on how well the tobacco cured. If it was too wet or too dry outside, the process could take longer and affect the quality of the harvest. A leaky tobacco house could ruin the crop. Hen house. Chicken and eggs were an important food source on plantations. Chickens probably roamed free during the day to forage for food and then return to their hen house each evening. Boat. A wooden boat helped transport the crops from a farmer's land to the ships traveling to and from England. Since the early colonists didn't have horses, boats were also a way to travel to neighboring plantations. They probably used them for fishing as well. Small fence. Farmers fenced in their gardens to prevent hogs from rooting underneath them. English gardening books from the 17th century suggest that garden fences be 6 to 7 feet high to keep out chickens and Chesapeake deer. Large fence. Farmers fenced in their crops, not their animals, until well into the 18th century. Planters usually used the worm fence for orchards and for fields of tobacco and corn. Because they weren't dug into the ground, these fences could be moved as farmers moved their fields. Worm fences were made from 9 to 14 foot split rails. It took 7 or 8 rails for a 5 or 6 foot high fence to keep animals out. A typical plantation might need more than 4,000 9-foot rails to fence in the crops, gardens, and orchard. These fences were routinely inspected and repaired. Kitchen garden. In addition to greens and berries that grew wild in Maryland, farmers planted seasonal fruits and vegetables for food. A typical kitchen garden might include melons, cabbages, onions, cucumbers, herbs, peas, beans, and root vegetables, such as sweet potatoes and carrots. These gardens were fenced in to protect them from animals. Kitchen gardens produced fresh fruits and vegetables from spring through early fall. Some crops were stored for winter in a root cellar under the hearth. Crop fields. There were two basic crops that every farmer grew to survive and succeed in Maryland: corn and tobacco. Corn provided food. Maryland colonists ate baked cornbread or fried corn cakes at almost every meal. Farmers could grow twice as much food per acre by planting corn than they could with wheat, oats, or other grains. Most plantations grew about 2 acres of corn per person. 1 acre produced 15 to 20 bushels, or 3 to 4 barrels, of shelled corn. The annual ration of corn was about 3 barrels per person. Farmers could sell or store any extra corn they grew. Tobacco was as valuable as money to the colonists. Most Maryland colonists made their living by growing tobacco. They could sell or trade their tobacco for necessary supplies like clothes, shoes, medicine, soap, and tools that came from England. Growing tobacco took more time than any other crop and required some work nearly year-round. A typical plantation might harvest 6,000 tobacco plants a year. In this game, you will only plant tobacco crop fields. Your food will come from your garden. Orchard. The orchard provided pears, peaches, and apples for cider. The first year on a plantation might have been spent preparing an orchard field and growing fruit tree saplings in the kitchen garden. Once established, an orchard held 70 to 100 trees on about an acre of land, but it could take years before an orchard produced fruit.